There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome into the show. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up over the next 3 hours, loaded to the gills, as always, Michael Lombardi. Longtime former NFL executive, current VSiN host on the show in 1 hour. We'll recap the weekend with him, get his early thoughts on Championship Sunday, and a lot of questions for Johnny Avello, DraftKings Sportsbook Director, in 2 hours. The world's most popular teaser that got there. How do you adjust the in-play when a player like Patrick Mahomes gets injured because the computer doesn't know that Mahomes got hurt? And opening lines for the two games that we have this weekend, Pauly. And we'll begin with the game that was played late last night while on the East Coast and late in the afternoon out here on the West Coast, as the 49ers eventually won and covered that game against the Cowboys 19-12. Look, that game had plenty of mistakes. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it was a perfect game, but man, do I love some defensive battles from time to time. And both defenses were just fantastic in that game. And, you know, Purdy wasn't awesome. But as we talked about a lot last week, I mean, like the Dew theory, you said you can't bet on that. Just because he hasn't played a bad game and he's Mr. Irrelevant doesn't mean he's going to in the playoffs. Which quarterback lost the game?
Hello.
It was Dak Prescott.
Yep.
That game was so winnable for Dallas, and he threw up yet another stink bomb. And guess what? It was a total overreaction to how he played against Tampa Bay going into the game last night.
Absolutely. Well said. I mean, the guy missed five games and led the league in interceptions. Never happened before in history. And the interception in the red zone before halftime, high school throw. Cannot happen. You can't do that. And yep. The drop pick six late would have put the baby to bed. Another horrible throw. I don't know what he's doing in the end zone. He was going to take a safety.
Very close.
What are you doing there? Yep. You got to make the tackle. But I mean, that's he got away with one there as well. And you're right. I mean, he didn't play. Purdy wasn't great in the first half. He struggled. Again, a team drops an interception, and he got away with it. But the unbelievable catch by Kittle, and again with Garoppolo, Kittle was on a milk carton, and how he continues to go to him and how he's been a big part of the offense. And say what you want, they've won 12 in a row. Purdy has won 7. It's a great story, and you're right, though. It was more about can't trust Dak. And you can't trust Big Mike in a big game because McCarthy's decisions were atrocious as well and just capped off. It's more on Kellen Moore, but that ridiculous final play of the game.
Of course. I mean, that's what people are going to concentrate on. Look, I mean, did that play ever work in practice? Like, seriously, imagine if the Cowboys played lights out for most of the year. Imagine if they got duped by that play in a practice session leading up to it. It had no chance, but I mean, they were up against it. And that's By the way, really bad final drive for Dalton Schultz.
Oh,
who? I mean,
that was the prop.
Could not get the right foot down.
Oh.
But also, like, you cannot afford for the defender. And I'm surprised in the broadcast they said, well, the clock's going to be stopped at 27 seconds. No, it's not, man. Because a defender, once they knock the offensive player with the ball backwards and out of bounds, that clock keeps ticking. Like, the player with the ball has to move forward to go out of bounds, and then it's going to stop. That's the rule. And that was a really bad job by Dalton Schultz in the final drive, I thought. Dak could have had, he had two, he could have had four, maybe five INTs in the game.
Yeah. The last drive never should have happened. I don't know what Mitchell's doing. That is ridiculous.
Of course it was.
That you run out of bounds and give him an extra 40 seconds. That's asinine. But Big Mike was terrible again. I mean, this is the 27th straight year the Cowboys fail to go to an NFC title game. And the 4th-and-5 punt at the San Francisco 40, the 4th-and-8 field goal from the 25, although which he made, that was a bizarre decision. You don't have the guys ready to punt as the clock. You got to get that punt off sooner.
How about that?
What are you doing?
I think it was Greg Olsen screaming for it on the broadcast.
Terrible.
He's like, "You look at how much time they're wasting here."
Yep.
That was almost a full allotted amount of time.
Yep.
That wound down before they actually got the snap off. And then 2:05 on the clock when the Niners. And then beautiful job by Shanahan throwing the football.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then they got a first down, though.
Yeah, right.
So come up short of the sticks, at like make it a 2nd-and-1, and then the game should be over with there.
That's exactly what it allowed San Francisco to do. Then you have to throw in that situation. And it worked out. And Big Mike was terrible. But again, it's all about Dak. And that's that guy you pay all that money to. And he was atrocious again. Which everything we said last week in terms of that angle was correct. Who cares? The Vikings stink. Why are we giving the Giants so much credit? And Tampa was awful. They were under 500. And then maybe the schedule caught up to Dallas as well.
Now, they certainly were not helped up by the Pollard injury.
Oh, enormous.
That really stinks for the team.
Good point.
I mean, because, and we saw it again last night. I mean, clearly he's a better weapon than Zeke Elliott at this point. I think everybody who's watched the Cowboys now for a while, they understand that and they know it. And maybe Pollard going out of the game kind of changed it a little bit. And Lamb had a nice game, but you can't throw those two INTs if you're Dak Prescott.
No,
you
can't do it in the red zone half. That's a 6-point swing at least.
Massive, massive.
I don't know what Shanahan's doing before halftime. Oh well, my God,
the clock management from him again.
Oh.
But I will tell you, you send out one tweet on Shanahan as a coach and the management, and people are going to be like, yeah, of course. What's new?
Right.
I mean, he's a great play caller, but the clock and the game management in games terrible. I mean, he's blown a couple of big leads, as we all know this now.
He is so, I can't have any time left on the clock whatsoever for the, who cares?
Right.
If it's less than 20 seconds, big deal.
Right.
I mean, that was ridiculous how he butchered, almost cost him 3 points.
Yeah, I would totally agree. And what's unfortunate for the Cowboys again is their defense played out of their minds.
Yes, they did.
That first half performance, they were, think of it this way. I mean, the Niners, to me, they have an elite offensive line, and they have the best weapons in the entire league. And it looked like the Cowboys had, I don't know, 12, 13, 14, 15 guys on the field defensively. They were ball hawks for the entire first half. And then I think eventually maybe they ran a little bit out of steam. The offense could not get them any help. And, you know, I mean, 27 years, like you talked about, Paulie, without this team, boy, it's like it's the Yankees, man. They get talked about more than any team in this league, and yet it's been 3 decades for the most part where they can't even get back to the NFC title game. And here's Jerry Jones. You knew that he was going to get asked about it if they lost the game on Big Mike McCarthy's future with the team.
No, not at all. And their decision to for our kicker was exonerated with his field goal in my mind, and I'm proud for him. But this is very sickening. Not winning tonight.
Yeah, he was asked if the loss impacts Mike McCarthy's future.
No,
it doesn't.
Yeah. Well,
I know a lot of people are saying, do they need to make a quarterback change?
Well, you can point the finger at that guy too, though.
Right.
I mean, you had everything set up beautifully with Jimmy Johnson, and things you couldn't get along and ego thing about who gets the credit, right? And it's just you're right. It's unacceptable. It's embarrassing. 27 years, you can't even make a title game. And they finally win a road playoff game, and then they get beat. For the defense to play like that, and you lose the game, and a big reason why is Dak? Absolutely.
You think any books across the country got carried out and the Maher missed extra point?
Oh! How about that? That is wild. With the Tim Kawakami tweet who's watching warmups, and this guy is yanking them left and right.
Yeah.
And they have video of Jerry walking over to him during the pregame and giving him like a pep talk. And the guys on the broadcast did a great job. That thing is wide left by 10 yards.
By 10 yards.
If it's not blocked. Absolutely.
Maher is lucky it got blocked because he would have been embarrassed yet again. And so the people who were covering, I did not bet that until I saw that in the pregame warmups from Kawakami and others were like, this guy is, I mean, it's a golfer who has lost his swing.
Yep.
Is what it was. It was Chuck Knobloch all over again. Rick Ankiel, right?
Yep.
And so that's when I said, I have to put a little bit on this, otherwise I'm going to hate myself.
Well,
and
5-1, yeah. 4-1.
I think it was plus 450 at the time.
Sure, yeah. Good job by Cirque here. They put it up on for every game and every kicker.
Yeah.
Not just Maher.
Yep. So that game with the final play again. It's just back-to-back years, by the way, against the 49ers, where it's end-of-game shenanigans for Mike McCarthy.
Right.
Okay, so the Niners go on the road now, and they play Philadelphia in the NFC title game. Philly's favored by 2.5 now.
Yep.
They open up, depends on where you look. Globally, I saw some threes out there here in the States. 1.5 was the very first number that I saw. What did you think right away in the game of Brian Daboll going for it on 4th-and-8?
Couldn't believe it. He might be the coach of the year, and a lot of people were saying, I'm going to take my vote back. He was atrocious. You can't do that. That early in the game?
No, not that
Why early. Would you panic like that?
I hated
it. And then the exact same situation, down 21, he punts.
He punted. He punted.
He had a rough night. So did Danny Dimes. You're giving that guy $100 million now? That's your quarterback of the future? He was pathetic. That interception, awful. And again, this is the real deal. I told you in October this team's going to win 14, 15 games. They would have gone 17-1 with Hurts.
I think so.
So I think the Eagles win. They go to the Super Bowl, and they were the best team in the league the whole year. I know the Niners are hot. It's a great Final Four that we have, but this is a complete team. Sirianni's done an excellent job. Hurts was probably going to win the MVP before the injury.
I think he was going to.
And we forgot about the Eagles here because we hadn't seen them look like that in about a month, but they were fantastic. And shame on Daboll for what he did. You can't do that.
No, 4th-and-8. There's no need to do that. Maybe 4th-and-1, maybe 4th-and-2. You have to pick up 8 yards for the first down?
Come on.
It's absurd.
And then it just made it worse with the decision to punt down 21.
Right. That they have talent all across the board in that team. And, you know, I don't say this ever, basically. But for the Eagles to be 7.5-point favorites for most of the week, when they closed 7 in week 14 at the Giants, they won 48-22. I had never understood that number. Football fans, conference championship is set this weekend. Time to check out Bet Rivers. You could win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing our exclusive Bet Rivers Squares this football season. Place a $10 or more bet in qualifying, and you get a square on the house. If the numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus, and credit use. Full terms and conditions available at BetRiversSquares.com. Up next, did Tony Romo impact the Bengals-Chiefs point spread? We'll explain next here on Follow the Money.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Championship Sunday straight ahead. You want an edge, we have you covered. Intro offer, $9.99 to be a VSiN Pro subscriber. Recap every play by every host, every guest. Betting splits, deep dive betting reports. Limited time offer. Sign up now, only $9.99. VSiN.com/subscribe. One more thing quickly. Turpin, what are you doing? He runs right into Robbie Gould on the kickoff.
I had to rewind it and watch it again.
You think he scores?
We never got like an overhead view.
Yeah, what's he doing?
But who was behind Gould?
Right.
Gould. I mean, he was going to take it to the house. He ran right into the guy.
Yeah. How about Robbie? Solid Gould, too. He's never missed a kick in the postseason. Wow.
Okay.
That guy is money. And he saved it just like Butker, too. Guys, you can't be brought down by a kicker on a kickoff return.
Right.
Incredible job by Gould.
Especially when Turpin is, that quick.
And runs right into him.
He just is like, okay. And then he got up and he was pissed off. Well, what are you mad about yourself?
Yeah.
For not recognizing that that was probably going to be a touchdown?
Enormous.
It was, for sure.
Yep.
So, every single year around this time, you're going to hear people say, boy, these NFL tough to beat. These numbers are so tight. And I will say this, and yes, today, maybe you can say it's based on the results from the weekend. But if you go back to last week, I screamed about it for three different games. I brought it up in the first segment, Eagles, Giants. How were the Eagles 7.5 for most of the week? They were just laying 7 in week 14 at the Giants, and they won 48-22, and the Giants scored late. It wasn't close. Never understood that line. And for the life of me, I mean, when that number got to Buffalo -6 against Cincinnati, and I calmed down over the offensive line for the Bengals, maybe not being that big of an issue, 6, these two teams, and I said this on Friday, much closer to a pick 'em on paper than a 6-point spread for Buffalo. And if they played again this week, what would you make the point spread? Buffalo 3? Buffalo below 3? 6 was just a bad number.
Took money.
They did.
Huge bets all week. Professional money, too. The public got the better of it against the professionals in that game. Wasn't even close. And
Paul, you text me when it was 14-0 after the Bengals scored the second time. You said, that's it, game's over.
It was a carryover of the Monday night game. They had no answers defensively in the 5 quarters. Guys are wide open. The chase touchdown, inexcusable. They blew him off the line of scrimmage, gashing him with Mixon. The whole question, can Cincinnati go to the Super Bowl with no running game? Well, they were fine yesterday. The snow actually hurt Buffalo.
It did.
And another thing, as we talked about, why I was so worried about this team was what happened to Josh Allen, and they didn't look right since the first Jet game. That's what it was, and he didn't look right.
And then we
10
saw
10 points?
Yep, and then we saw yesterday with Diggs going over, and the video was right there on the broadcast.
Yep.
Diggs would not leave Allen, and he's like calling him out. He's like, what the hell's going on? He's waving his arms right. Allen would even look at him. Diggs is like, come on, man. What's happening? I'm open. Give me the ball.
He's a front runner. That's unfortunate. He was in a good situation, you thought, with Minnesota. Couldn't stand Cousins. Demands a trade. Goes to Buffalo. And then he was out. He was out before the media got there and grabbed his stuff and left the stadium right away. But you have Hamlin in the stadium and you play like that and get dominated? It was 10-0 first downs. They didn't get a first down till this. Can you ever recall a team at home in a bigger game to lay an egg like that in the first quarter?
Oh, Paul, I mean,
that first quarter was embarrassing.
To me, it looked like the Bills were completely unprepared to play the game.
Yeah.
Because it was just right down the field for the Bengals. Offensively, Buffalo could do nothing whatsoever. And this is your home spot with a juiced up crowd to go play on a neutral against the Chiefs. And you blew it and you look like that. Here's the thing, though. Yeah. I thought the point spread, again, it was a bad job by the market, right? Never, ever in a million years should the Bills have been 6-point favorites in that game. And yes, I bet the Bengals +6. Maybe people were wrong in the Bills' power rating all year long. Here's the thing.
No, they were awesome to start the season. They were blowing people out. But
you have to make adjustments, though, right?
Yeah.
The Von Miller injury turned out to be much bigger than what anybody talked about. The defense was not getting enough pressure on opposing quarterbacks. And then you just said it again. There was something off with Josh Allen for most of the back end of the season.
Yep. Lost to the Jets, didn't play well. Lost to the Vikings, you know, the silly
fumbled the ball at their own goal line.
Then they have the week off, the craziness, the game pushed back, the game in Detroit, and they beat Cleveland, but they weren't impressive. They beat the Lions on Thanksgiving by 3. They played well Thursday night in that on the road against New England. They had to hang on and only scored 20 points to beat the Jets at home, 1-8. They beat Miami by 3 on that Saturday night game. Again, that's when our antennas should have been up.
Mm-hmm.
They were down 8 in the fourth quarter, and Miami was in a horrible spot after a third straight road game. They beat New England and couldn't stop Mac Jones. Hello? They had two kickoff returns.
Another good sign
in
right
that
there.
Game, and they almost blew a 17-point lead to Miami in a third-string quarterback. They were never right, and Dorsey was horrendous. They totally abandoned the run from the get-go when Cincinnati was allowing you to run the ball
as well.
It
looked like Cook could have gone off in that game.
I know. I don't understand the play calling by Dorsey as well. And you're right. You thought getting 6 was outrageous? How about this? How about the halftime number? Buffalo was laying 7 in the second half. Their team total was 17, and the Bengals' team total was only 10. That push, but again, I don't know what they were doing inside the 5 where they're throwing the ball.
Yep.
So thorough domination, complete and utter domination, blown off the line of scrimmage and off the ball. And they were the best team in the league last year. Should have won the game in Kansas City. They are so far away. There's 5-6 teams ahead of them right now.
Oh, boy, that's a strong comment. Yeah, and you might be right. I got news for you. I mean, Baltimore might be the best team in the AFC.
Absolutely. If they're with Lamar Jackson,
if they're fully healthy,
absolutely.
Ravens could be the best team in the AFC.
They shut Burrow down back-to-back weeks.
They're the one team that has proven that they can actually do that. And Burrow was just, he was so good again yesterday. I was screaming at people in November, in December, here at Circa. Joe Burrow is better than Josh Allen. I don't want to hear about it. And I don't even know how you can make the case today for Josh Allen. And I was saying it way before the game yesterday, but here's Joe Burrow with Tracy Wolfson on CBS after the game.
Complete game from everybody. Offense, defense, special teams. Domination from start to finish. That's what we expected. Job's not finished. We got another big one next week on the road. Excited for it.
We talked about it yesterday, just that chip on your shoulder. Everyone talking about a neutral AFC championship game, not even thinking about you guys. How much did that motivate you coming into this?
You better send those refunds.
And then finally, you're off now. Another road trip, this time to Kansas City, a rematch of last year's AFC championship. Your early thoughts on that one?
It's going to be a fun one. You know, the two of the top guys in the league, two of the top teams in the league. Great defenses, great overall teams, great coaches. It's going to be a great atmosphere. Excited to play in it.
Yeah, they're making a really big deal out of the go get your refunds.
Yeah, I've had enough of that storyline. It's an asinine question by Wolfson. And how this was your extra motivation? No, I thought it would be that they got screwed in this whole deal. And this should have been on a neutral. And they shouldn't have been the three.
Bills would have had a better chance on a neutral.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But that, guys, I have news for you. They have to sell tickets to the game. They play in a week.
Right.
Hey, guys, Metallica's coming to town, but they're only going to sell tickets the night before. Cincinnati was doing the same thing. Jacksonville beat Kansas City.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to sell tickets to the game. It's 8 days out. I mean, come on.
Yep.
This Cincinnati garbage. I mean, everyone does that.
Zach Taylor 5-1 in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And Sean McDermott 4-5.
Well, you said it. You want to go win a big road game in January. The list and it starts and ends with Burrow. That's where he's 21-2 ATS now against teams not named Cleveland. The guy's a gangster. It's ridiculous. The swag, and he's so damn good.
Doesn't care.
And they're certainly up against it now, Kansas City. I mean, you can't beat them with a healthy Mahomes. And now he's compromised.
For sure.
But that is just the great job by Cincinnati. Total domination. That's embarrassing by Buffalo.
It is.
That is absolutely embarrassing to play like that at home. And to come out unprepared and to look like that? What happened?
I know.
Run the ball from time to time. And you have to be concerned. If you want to kill Dak Prescott, and you should, you have to be all over Josh Allen
today. There's no question.
Josh Allen was horrendous.
And probably a humongous drop-off from Brian Daboll to who they have now as the offensive coordinator in Dorsey. Yep. Here's McDermott. After the game, asked if their Super Bowl window was closing.
Oh. No. It's a good football team, and you learn from things like this. You keep knocking on the door. That's what you do. You stay steadfast in your focus and your approach. You work your tail off. Again, that's a good football team we just played, and they played better than we did tonight. They coached better than we did tonight, and we've got to learn from this and make the proper adjustments. as we move forward. And for staying in the moment tonight, I don't want to get into the evaluations and all that type of stuff, but you know, obviously disappointing the result.
They play again this week. What do you make the point spread?
Where's the same place?
Same place. They play at Buffalo.
Huh. Cincinnati 3?
You make the Bengals favorite?
They can't stop them. It was total domination.
I think if you made, honestly, I think it would probably be like Bills 3, and I think the books would still take money on the Bengals.
How about the game plan defensively by Cincinnati?
I thought defensively they were fantastic.
They did a great
yesterday.
Job. It was a great game plan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a horrible matchup for Buffalo. Again, Burrow was going to throw for 400 in the Monday night game before the horrible situation.
It looked like they were going to do whatever they wanted in that
Absolutely.
Spot.
Absolutely.
And yeah, just, again, his weapons, I mean, he can drop back. He's got Chase and Higgins and Boyd and Hurst.
Yep.
And then in the snow yesterday, Mixon looked like he was back at Oklahoma in that game. He looked so good. All right, so that will bring us to the opening point spreads and totals in the two title games. And I promise we're going to run this down. Did Tony Romo impact the Chiefs-Bengals point spread?
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All right, conference championships on Sunday. Time to check out Bet Rivers. You could win up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their Bet Rivers squares. Place a $10 or more bet, and you get a square on the house. If your numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Full terms and conditions available at BetRiversSquares.com. Here's what Mitch was talking about before. Tony Romo at the end of the Bills game on Mahomes. It's challenging because when I did it, I wasn't able to actually play the next week. In other words, you can't walk. You play the day of, so when it happened yesterday, it was like he's going to play today, tape it up. They're going to go out there, adrenaline's going to kick, and he's going to be fine. But the next day, he's not going to be able to do anything. He's going to be on crutches on Wednesday. He then said it's not a lock that Mahomes will play Sunday, despite the stakes. For what it looked like, I would tell you, for those of you thinking it's 100% he plays, it's going to take a lot. I think he'll play, but he's young at the same time. I don't know for sure he's going to be able to be the Mahomes that we're used to. I can tell you right now he's not going to have the same athleticism. Romo termed it a huge challenge for Mahomes to rehab well enough to be ready for the game. And that's what he said at the end. And then
right.
I know here at Circa, they made the line 5.5 on the game. And then several spots opened up 3, and bam! Went down to pick, and now we're in the 1-1.5 range.
Yeah, the Westgate here in Las Vegas opened up KC minus 3, and instantly they took nothing but Bengals money. Could not take a bet on the Chiefs. They moved it all the way down to pick 'em. And then everybody else is basically hanging 1.5 on the game. I saw at some spots like Cincinnati plus 1.5, minus 120, which is bizarre on the game because it's like it's right around the money line. So just move it, I guess. Yeah. Make it a 1-point favorite instead. But that's pretty much where we are now across the board is 1.
Well, right. And even Terry Bradshaw changed his mind in the span of 12 hours. Saturday night, he's like, he'll be fine. He didn't lead him. He have crutches on it. Or, I mean, it didn't have a boot. When he left the stadium, he'll be good to go. And then he comes back after the post game yesterday, after the Niner game. Oh, I'm concerned. I don't know about my home. I said, what are you? It's 12 hours. Come on, Terry.
Okay, so what are you?
I like what the offensive lineman said to Peter King, though. Several of them about, hey, we have to be on our A game now, and we know he can't get touched, and we're going to do a better job up front. And
okay, but that's easier said than done, though, too.
Yeah, well, I think, They also did a good job protecting him in the second half, but it's a different ball game with Jacksonville to Cincinnati. He also looked good on the final touchdown throw.
Well,
but I don't know. Who knows? He's right. He says, I'll be fine. He has 8 days now.
Yeah, but what do we always hear about a high ankle sprain?
Uh-huh.
That's 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, and it looked shaky at best for him. And I'll raise my hand. I mean, who on earth was not betting Jacksonville in play to win the game as soon as he got hurt?
Yeah.
I was. To win the game, all right. I'm grabbing plus 340, plus $3. I'm like, I don't know if this dude can go out there on the field anymore and play.
Great discussion. Do you want to compromise Mahomes or Chad Henne? Then he takes him 98 yards.
Yeah.
What a job by Henne to come in cold.
That was very good. He was lucky. I mean, that one ball was batted and Jacksonville had 20 times to be in that game. And being in it, I'm talking about maybe win it outright, go to overtime, whatever. That dropped INT, the Kirk drop pass, unacceptable, and then the fumble, obviously, by Agnew late. Huge.
How about the kickoff return?
Another one.
Butker saves the day.
Yeah.
More on that coming up. But you, as you always say, it's a week-to-week league. Cincinnati had no business beating Baltimore. They were thoroughly outplayed until Huntley did the Peter Pan from the two-yard line. Burrow, same thing almost happens. Are we getting Chad Henne against, who was it, Brandon Allen? I mean, I thought Burrow was going to get hurt.
Are you talking about yesterday?
Yes.
When the defender for the Bills was kind of, I don't know if he was pushed into Burrow or not.
I thought he was pushed in.
Because I thought the offensive line pushed him down, and then a defender kind of went into him head first. And I'm like, oh, that doesn't look pretty.
Yep. Okay. Well, as I tweeted, though, hell of a matchup here with both games. San Francisco has won 12 in a row. The Bengals have won 10 in a row. Philly is 15-1 when Hurts plays. Kansas City's 15-3. They've won 11 of 12. Their losses this year, 3 points, 3 points, and 4 points. Oof. So it's a hell of a Final Four here as well. But the thinking is, my God, Mahomes can't beat him when he's healthy. And now he's hurt. And Burrow has had their number. They frustrated him in the first meeting.
If Mahomes is not going to be close to 100%, the Chiefs aren't winning this football game. Bengals are going to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, what do you make them?
What do you mean, what do I make them? Percentage-wise, look healthy?
Yeah. What do you think he is?
Well, I mean, what if Romo's right? You tell me. You have the huge ticket on the Chiefs to win the whole thing.
Was a disaster.
If Romo's right and Mahomes is on crutches on Wednesday...
Yeah.
I mean, that's not going to be a good look for him to play on Sunday.
Nope. What's the line if it's Chad Henne?
Bengals will be favored.
Well, I guess. How much?
Does it go to 3?
It has to.
I think that's the question.
Yeah.
I think it probably has to as well.
Right. And you would think Cincinnati would be smart enough to know, who's on Kelce? I mean, he's not even running a route, Jackson.
No, he's not at all.
617 targets.
All
Come
he
on.
Does is go down the field, turn around, pivot, and nobody's like on the guy.
I know.
How's it that easy?
I know. Yeah.
He's stealing candy from a baby.
Yep.
Every single time Mahomes drops back to pass, he's got that guy to throw to.
Well, part of the reason he's so good is the athleticism, though, and Romo's right. And he could just move around, and you can't sack him. I come and I'm throwing from all angles and directions.
Yeah.
And now you take that away.
I do think that people were betting, again, the teaser this weekend. I did a little bit, but I'm not going to go nuts with this. And the teaser would be Niners up to 8.5 and the Bengals up to 7.5. But now it looks like those 1.5s on the Chiefs are disappearing.
Yeah. I love the Bengals. It's a bad matchup. And certainly with the Mahomes situation, I like the Bengals and I like the Eagles and I like the under. And we forgot about the Eagles. You know, they've been saying, hello, you forgot about us. I mean, they were the best team in the league all year. And again, that is a great offensive line. It's ridiculous with the rushing attack. Who do you want to use? Who do you want to go to? You'll be blown away by the odds on Gainwell coming up. And then it's just A.J. Brown, Smith, Hurts. It's so many weapons in a good defense. So this is now you're up against it, right? Now Purdy has to go on the road. He was okay against San Francisco. At Seattle,
right.
On the Thursday night game. Now you're going into Philly, and they will be ready, and they will be gassed up with the 3 o'clock local kick.
There's no question. And the way that these two teams match up, Philly, maybe the best offensive line in football. San Francisco, right on their heels, right? Both
You can throw deep on San Francisco.
Yeah, you can. The fronts on both teams defensively can get to the quarterback. Both teams, I would say that we're talking about the best weapons in football. We have 1 and 1A right now with the 49ers and the Eagles. Clearly, the quarterback edge goes to Jalen Hurts, right? Hurts was going to win the MVP. Purdy has not lost a game yet, and he did not do that last night against the Cowboys, and he played well leading into that spot. So it's a fascinating matchup. I kind of lean to the Eagles as well at this point to win the game and go to the Super Bowl, but I can't wait to watch. That's the early game, by the way, on Sunday.
Right.
And so the Eagles, again, took money, opened up 1.5 up to 2.5 now. And when you look ahead to any possible Super Bowl matchup that we have, I don't see a scenario where the point spread can even be 3.
Yeah.
With assuming everybody from the games coming up on Sunday, assuming we don't have a significant injury and everybody stays healthy, right? 3 is going to be the maximum point spread in the Super Bowl.
The game might take 2.5 hours. Run. And all this talk for 2 weeks about San Francisco would be favored. It turned out to be asinine.
Yeah.
If assuming Hurts is close to 100%, I mean, they're at home and they played one bad game the whole year when he's been in there?
Yeah. And that's also based on what happened this weekend, too.
Oh, but, sure.
I mean, it was because Philadelphia won in a blowout, and the Niners were very fortunate to survive the game against the Cowboys last. Yeah. If you flip it, the Niners might be favored today. Here's Kyle Shanahan, head coach 49ers, on facing the Eagles.
I mean, I don't think you take anything a level up. You do as good as you can every single week. And, I think we got a pretty good team. We've got a very talented team. Also a team that plays well together. I know they do. They've been as good as anyone since the beginning of this year and all the way to right now. And, if you looked at the beginning of the year, you thought Philly would be the last team right here. And that's the way it's ended up. So, we're going to end up going down there. Hopefully we'll have a good week of practice and looking forward to the challenge.
Great game. Can't have a bad Super Bowl on paper.
Yep.
I'll ask you this. If the Eagles advance here and win as the home favorite against the Niners and they get Cincinnati. Who would be favored in that game? You have to consider this. That would mean the Bengals in the playoffs this year would go to Buffalo and win and go to KC and win.
What are the scores? I mean,
let's say they're each 23-20.
Oh, God.
Just a flat pick 'em?
Yeah, I make Philly a small favorite.
Okay.
They've been awesome this year. I know. It's a tough call. Let's not forget how great the Eagles have been.
I mean, and for the sake of the, the games, your ticket, by the way, let's hope Mahomes is at least like 80, 85%. I think 100 is probably a pipe dream.
I am here for the NFC stunk this year discussion, though, too.
And,
that could be part of this.
And when you look at their schedules, by the way.
The NFC might have been hot garbage. Yep. So
true.
That's possible.
Yep. All right. Up next, we'll get into win some, lose some. Paulie will run down and recap all of the betting action from the weekend coming up. How about a 90-1 shot to have the most yards in the divisional round? Details on that next year. Follow the money. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night? All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Paulie Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, send in all your tickets. If you had a good weekend and some of the props that you cashed, let's go. First touchdowns, Chase 11-1, Schultz 16-1, Goddard 12-1, Kelsey 6-1, tight end bonanza. How about that? And how about the better who won $72,000, I think, on a $5 bet with all four?
Yeah.
Great job.
And we touched on this last week, how the tight ends could be the spot to look in the games. I only had one, however. I had Goddard to score, and I had him at 11-1. That's the best number I could find out.
Okay, not bad. Kelsey to score 2 touchdowns, 4-1. We talked about this with Paul Charchian, and we mentioned it briefly Friday. the Boston Scott angle against the Giants, it doesn't make any sense. Like, he scores every game against them.
He does.
And he anytime touchdown was 5-1. And he got in there again against them.
What is that?
I think 11 of his 18 career touchdowns have been against the Giants and in, I don't know, six straight game, whatever. I can't remember. They put it up.
Yeah, it's like they do it on purpose now.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Breida, anytime touchdown, 8-1. Gainwell, anytime touchdown, 4-1. Fewest points, Giants, 3-1. Lowest scoring game, Dallas, San Francisco, 2-1. Highest scoring game, Jacksonville, Kansas City, plus 160.
Every game went under, by the way.
That's right. Highest scoring team, Eagles, 4-1. Most passing yards, Josh Allen, plus 475. How about if you bet all the alt props under with the quarterbacks? I mean, the Mahomes never had a chance. Uh-huh. Danny Dimes, awful. I mean, look at what these quarterbacks threw for.
That's a good point.
They're all in the low twos.
Yeah, Lawrence only had 217.
Yeah. Most receiving yards, Lamb, 8-1. Here it is. This is not for the week. This was in the Giants-Eagles game alone. Gainwell was 90-1 to have the most rushing yards. Going into Saturday, the most yards in a game he had was 39. The most carries he had in a game, 8. He was 90-1 just in that game.
Wait a second. Where was that? It was at Bet Rivers?
I can't remember.
Oh, my God.
I had so many notes, and it might have been DK.
There was an angle there with the Giants' poor rush defense.
Yeah, I know, but you would think if it'd be Sanders or Hurts or maybe Scott. The guy had nine. His highest game was 39 yards.
It was 90 to 1
for the game. For the weekend. You're talking about for the most yards of the weekend? That had to have been 300, 400, 500 to 1, realistic. Well, think about it.
Oh, I hate myself for not. Oh, boy.
That was just in the Giants game. Bengals money line plus 220. Bengals to win between 13 and 18 points, 13-1. Bengals to win both halves plus 650 at Bet Rivers. Bengals second half money line 3-1. Bengals to score first and win plus 330. Halftime, full time, Bengals 3-1. Eagles to win by 31 plus 10-1. Chiefs to win between 7 and 12 points, 4-1. Niners to win between 7 and 12 points, plus 450. Warner with an interception, 9-1. Bradbury with an interception, 7-1. Giants to score in both halves, no, 4-1. Maher to miss an extra point, cash it, as high as 5-1. No defensive or special teams touchdown for the weekend, 2-1. All games went under. Alt quarterback yards under, Bills Bengals under, 51 down to 48.5. It's all your NFL. Premier League, Leeds Brentford draw plus 250, 0-0. Liverpool Chelsea, 0-0, 12-1.
Nigel was all over that one.
He was, draw plus 275. Newcastle Palace draw plus 265. I think that was 0-0. Leicester Brighton draw plus 280. Nigel mentioned how cold it was in London, under 6-2-1. UFC, Moises, round two finish, 5-1. Moreno by knockout, 5 doctor stoppage, 5-1. Round three finish, 17-1. Marcos, round two finish, 8-1. Ferreira, round one finish, 7-1. Bonfim, round two finish, 6-1. And while the football was going on, Temple, shot the world. 15-1 on the money line. Houston goes down.
Number one team in the country loses.
What was that?
Temple lost earlier this year to Wagner, currently around number 300 in the country. And Maryland Eastern Shore, right around number 275, 280 in the country.
Yep. Yep. Win some. A better at Caesars had $500,000 on Jacksonville plus 10.5. He bought it up. Kansas City was never covering the number. That was an easy winner for him. Subscribe, be part of the team.
Yeah, they were never covering the 10.5. But they were covering numbers if he didn't buy it up.
Yep. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Watch the show live, VSiN.com. You always want to see these tweets and these videos. Let's go to the Las Vegas Strip. How about this guy? Not one, but two $100,000 jackpots in 15 minutes. He was playing triple-double, which aces and a kicker pays the same as a Royale with cheese. And he got him within 15 minutes.
Oh, boy.
$200,000 jackpots in 15 minutes. Are you kidding? Huh? Lose some Bills from 4 up to 6 at Caesars. $330,000 on the Bills, lane 5. $220,000 on the Bills, lane 4.5. You never had a chance. Cowboys, 27th straight year, they can't make the NFC title game. And another one, how about this? The Blazers became the first team since 1972 to win a quarter by 30-plus and lose the game. They outscored the Lakers in the second quarter, 45-13. They were outscored in the third quarter, 40-20, and in the fourth quarter, 35-21. Maybe that could be something where the Lakers say, hey, let's go. Come on. That's a huge win for the Lakers.
Can I give you this on the Lakers right now?
Sure.
So they're currently the 12th seed in the Western Conference. Paulie, they are a game and a half out of the 7 and the 8 seed. That's Phoenix and Minnesota.
Davis is coming back.
They are 2 games out of the 6, the Clippers, who they play Tuesday night. Yep. And they're 2.5 back out of the 5, which is Dallas.
Wow. Dallas has issues defensively, big time. Bad beats. Dalton Schultz over receiving yards because he could... Tippy toe! Get the foot down! That would have put his prop over.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
I think he thought that he had the right foot down when he had the ball, but he didn't.
Will there be a safety in any game? It was 4-1.
Very close.
What is Dak doing? How do you not wrap him up there?
Yep.
It was a gimme. And Giants second half. Gainwell scores on 3rd and 8 at the 35-yard line at the 2-minute warning. Didn't fall down. Houses it. He falls down. They run the clock out. He doesn't score. They run the clock out. All you have to do is get, don't let him score. Vicious beat.
That was a good result. I fell asleep in the fourth quarter. I woke up to Gainwell scoring. I bet him at, I think, 5-1 anytime touchdown. Yep.
Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more. BetRivers.com.
That happens to me all the time. When I make a bet, I fall asleep, and in the morning I wake up to see my losers. Because that never wins for me. And then I woke up and I'm like, wait a second, they got the ball back and who scored? He did? Oh my God, I'll take it.
Dustin, you still have the notes from Friday about, let's say the Giants score a garbage touchdown, then the Bills would have been the lowest scoring team of the week.
Oh, would
think about that.
Would have been a monster.
10 points. 10 points at home.
Yep. I see some panic from the Buffalo area, by the way, today on Twitter.
They should.
And people who cover the team are basically saying this one just feels different.
Yep.
You know, like last
you're not
year.
Close. You're so far away now.
Like last year, yep. On the road in KC, should have won the game. Yep. My God, highest power rated expectations for this year, Super Bowl or bust. And then you go out and you lay a dud like that at home. And now people are like, oh, McDermott, maybe he's got to go. Stale voice.
Dorsey.
Dorsey might have to go.
That's the guy you can point the finger at, too. Run the ball. God.
I thought they had some of the cook in that game.
Romo said that's a quote from Romo. There's 4 or 5 yards there anytime they want it. They wouldn't run the ball.
Yep.
I mean.
Yep, here you go. Pro tip of the hour. You've heard this cliche for many, many years. Defense wins championships. Well, keep in mind, that's not really the case anymore. Yes, the Niners have a great defense, but the final four teams' offensive ranks, 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 7th, and number 2 and number 4 were eliminated yesterday. And there was one defensive coach in the final 8. That was Sean McDermott. And
hello.
He looked like it yesterday, too. Every pro tip searchable at vsin.com for subscribers. And you get at least 20 every single day here on the network across every single show.
Buffalo isn't built for Buffalo.
Yeah.
They can't play in the elements.
My analogy would be, as a person who grew up in Wisconsin for the last decade plus, Green Bay has never been a physical team. The Packers with Aaron Rodgers have always been finesse. That team probably would have at least other Super Bowl appearances. I don't know about championships, but appearances if they played in a dome. Lambeau's actually bad and has been bad for this team for more than 10 years.
Again, I've been saying this going back for 15 years. We're just handing out $150 and $200 million contracts to quarterbacks who haven't won anything.
Oh, I know. Because they're afraid to lose the guy that might be the franchise quarterback.
How's that Dak Prescott contract look?
Sure.
The Giants going to give Danny Dimes all that money? Okay.
Up next, former longtime NFL executive, current VSiN host Michael Lombardi will join the program. We'll ask for his early week opinions on both championship games coming up next.
The
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.